That is awesome. Do you want to share with us kind of like what kind of environments that you work in? Or I know that's maybe changed over the last couple of years with things going on.
Yes, that's right. Pre-COVID and post-COVID are very different. I'll share a little bit pre-COVID because hopefully we will eventually go back to some semblance of that. Not all of that was great, but the parts that were great. So I do a lot of work in the community. I meet with various community organizations, coalitions. Either I'm working with organizations in county or city departments to create and design grant programs to respond to the needs in our community. So I'm in meetings, or I'm helping facilitate strategic planning efforts or various efforts in the community. So one example, a fairly recent example, is I wrote a grant for youth homelessness, a federal grant, very competitive. We were one in 10 across the nation, and we were awarded. I co-authored it with a colleague. And then I was invited to lead the year-long strategic planning process. So what that meant was reaching out to various stakeholders, engaging youth who either had existing, like current lived experience of being unhoused or past lived experience, and then facilitating, designing agendas and facilitating meetings, and then writing the 1 year plan. And then what that turned into is coordination of implementation of the plan. So again, meeting with different groups, being out in the community, talking to folks, facilitating meetings, making sure people are connected so we can implement that plan in the most effective way.
That's great. And congratulations on being awarded that grant. I think anyone who's seen what's going on down by the county building, it's heartbreaking. There's a
Absolutely.
lot of people who need a lot of help. And I think those people and all of us are very fortunate to have someone as qualified and compassionate as you out there helping, to fight the good fight to help them.
Thank you, Patrick. Yeah, that work was very meaningful, and it couldn't have been done without all of the partners that were involved. And in particular, the youth were amazing. I mean, we have some incredible youth leaders here in our community. And one of the things that we wanted to do through that specific initiative is really bring to light and normalize that youth are leaders. We don't need to wait. We need to engage, and we need to do it authentically, and we need to invite them to the table, and we need to go to their table. So that was a really incredible experience that I had. And honestly, one of the reasons why I was inspired to run for city council in summer of 2022, excuse me, summer of 2020, was seeing how that initiative responded to COVID. How quickly we worked together as city, county, nonprofits, neighborhood groups to set up shelter in place sites.